I grew up here, you know, I remember that. I wasn't a resident here, but I did have a little trouble here. Yeah, it wasn't the 60s. So, we have a couple members who heard that you had so much fun yesterday, they decided to come today. So, Christian, will you say who the heck you are and who you represent?
I'm Christian McKay, I'm the executive officer of the Montana Board of Livestock.
Glad you're here. Thank you. And I think Mike, we have you here today.
Mike Phillips, serving the Senate out of both.
Okay. All right. Thanks again to the observers for coming today. While we don't have a public comment period today, at the same time, please feel welcome to listen to the discussion as these groups finish their work this morning before they come back to the large table. So here's what the agenda looks like today. We're scheduled to go to 4 o'clock. Is there anyone in the room that if we finished earlier than that would be unhappy? You'd be really happy? It's always my goal. See, that's why I always have you sit by me, so I can see if you're happy. So, I'm not intending, I'm here still midnight, so it doesn't matter, but if we get up, we'll leave when we finish the work, okay? And Mike, you're going to be the, what can I call you? Exactly. Yeah, you're going to close today as the next in line for Jeff, is that correct? And kind of talk about where we'll go from here, maybe, and the group may have some ideas on that as well. Lori, lunch is the same as yesterday. Okay, so we'll have lunch at noon. If it isn't raining, we'll probably have it in the courtyard again. I don't know exactly what their plans are. I also, if you get a chance to thank the people that are doing the work for this room, they've been as helpful as I've ever seen in a hotel. They've rearranged rooms, they've gotten mics, they've gotten the mini gas or anything there on top of it, and they're always checking. So if you get a chance to say thank you to those people in all their black jackets that are coming in and out, they've been really helpful. So we'll give them something, applause, if they happen to come in the room over. So I'm going to give you again until 10 o'clock to go back into your small groups. Your tasks are to the one or two, if you choose to keep hope, alternatives that you were assigned. Now remember, this group down here sort of split theirs because they were duplicate. We have a group over here that was sitting over here that had two alternatives, and they called them the small and the large. We had a group down there that had Ron, an alternative and a half, and the half is slightly similar to the small over here. So you guys choose what you want to do on that. I also
and the no action,
exactly. So you decide about whether you want to do anything with that half. And then in addition to the two, I figured you overachievers down there maybe. And then Keith, I told you I was going to be manipulative and ask if in your group you might be able to use Jim's suggestion yesterday of a little bit out of the box. And I'm not asking you to do alternatives around that sort of shared stewardship or the new model, because we're not in a place to be able to develop those now. But at least your group might write a small paragraph that just describes future possibilities to think about it on top of the one you're doing. That okay. So I'm hoping that by 10 o'clock you've completed that. And, you know, I would like to have it written on flip chart paper. If you just are absolutely going to say no, that's okay. But the thing that helps, if you've had some bullets, is that other people can see it. It's okay if you don't, but I've got markers up here, and you can tear paper back and tape if you want to. At a minimum, we need a recorder in each group who would be able to say, report, and then give the notes to me so I can write it up for the summary. Okay? So make sure you have, you did a great job yesterday, but just make sure that it's in a summary that I'll be able to follow based on these steps that are up here. Okay? Got it? All right. So at 10 o'clock, be finished. And let's say 10:15, that way you have a break. Understand, checkout time is 11 o'clock. If if you, have you checked out? People checked out already? If people haven't checked out, you might try to do that between 10 and 10:15, get back in here, and then we probably won't take a break until lunchtime. We'll see how, how we're doing, all right? When you finish yours, my intent, if it works for you, is that you come back, each you report it out, one group reports out, we see if we need to do any editing, is there anything missing, are there some things someone would like to see in that alternative. Remember, as Dean helped us yesterday think about, you don't have to buy every alternative. You don't have to say, I love that one. This is just a group of reasonable people looking at the alternatives that should be analyzed in an environmental impact statement, including the no action alternative. So we will, the agreement that I'll be seeking will not be, do you like it? The agreement I'll be seeking is if a particular alternative, as it's described, seems like something that ought to be analyzed, tossed, kept, etc. I'm not going to try to work you toward any kind of consensus or any kind of preference in terms of an alternative. And that was a conscious decision because it would be totally unfair to ask someone at this table, at this point in the process, to say, okay, I like this one, when your constituents may have very different expectations of you at the table, okay? So this is truly interest-based. You're saying, I can buy that perhaps this is an important interest for Dick, and that based on some things in an alternative, that ought to be analyzed. And we can say that to every person here, okay? Ready, set, go. I'll see it. Please, Ron.
I put
oh, that's right. We've got to figure out who would take those two. All right. So, say good luck. So, it was Matt and Mike and Ron together, right? So, would Christian, would you be willing to join their group?
Sure.
Do you want to see? Is it okay? All right. Okay.
Sure.
All right. And then I'm wondering maybe if Mike, you would be willing to join the group that was over here? Well, Jim just suggested that maybe he should be in the group with a large landowner, and I was kind of afraid that he and Dick might overpower the group together. That was kind of
my... Not likely. Look at the makeup of the group.
So you want a little... You want to dilute Taylor. That's what...
I did not say that.
Okay, so Mike, since you're sitting there in that corner, that's where the group's working... No, two. Two.
Oh, right
group two. No, the last, is this four over here? Chelsea, are you four? You were four. Okay. And the last thing I want, Mike, is you and Tom Kranz. So, manipulation is the backup for facilitation. So, will you take him? Okay, he'll take him. You're right where you are. Okay, all right. So one more time, please feel free, observers, to listen. Walk around if you need to. If you're going to have any conversation that amounts to much, go out in the hall so that these guys can keep working. And by the way, the conversation that occurred in the hall yesterday was really interesting that I heard. And I'm trying to think who all was out there. It was pretty interesting. So if you're watching and you get bored, if you go out in the hall, there's a lot going on up there too. Ready, set, go.